like to just say for, sorry, I love my wife.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You know, it's pretty easy for us to be quite satisfied and content with what we've done in the past, and we get to a state of complacency, and it's real easy to just be still and remember, you know, what we've done. And I believe we're not done yet, and we can't just get complacent. There's still things to do. And this message, I don't want to seem like, you know, everything or what we've done and what we've accomplished so far just doesn't mean anything. But at the same time, I don't think we should just be complacent and stop. I think there's always something to do, and we got to go on, and we got to keep doing. And so I just want to read what Paul says here in chapter 5 of Ephesians. We're going to look at verse 11. It says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." That's a very catchy phrase, you know, the unfruitful works of darkness. And there's a lot there. Have no fellowship with these unfruitful works of darkness. You know, I believe that we have a desire to be fruitful, right? I mean, don't we want to see souls saved? Don't we want to see something different in our lives? Don't we want to see our family grow, our marriages better, our children serving God? I mean, we want fruit.
Yeah, I do.
I think everybody wants fruit. Maybe some people want different fruit than others, but I believe we all want fruit.
Yes, we do.
And if you want fruit, it's not a mystery how you're supposed to get it. You know, there's a lot of maybe things that are maybe complicated and maybe a mystery about planting and growing fruit. Yet there's a lot of things that aren't that complicated. They're just plain simple principles. You can maybe call them laws that we all know. They're reasonable. For example, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
And that's pretty simple. And I think we all understand. You reap what you sow. You don't plant an apple seed and then expect to get oranges from it.
Right.
You plant an apple seed and you expect to get apples from it.
Right.
It's a very easy concept, a very easy principle, and it's true.
Yes.
Well, with that saying, you reap what you sow, there's another principle that is implied. And yet it's so simple that it seems like we shouldn't even have to say it. But we do. Paul has to tell us. And that is, if you don't sow, you're not going to reap.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, isn't it just like, well, duh, of course. And yet we have to say it. We have to remind ourselves. If you don't sow anything, you're not going to reap anything.
Yeah, that's right.
He says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works.
Yeah.
You're unfruitful.
Yes.
How are you going to expect fruit when you're not planting anything, when you're not doing works that bring forth fruit?
Yeah.
And it's a very, very simple principle. It's a basic principle. And I know in some places, planting and all this may be harder than in other places, right? I mean, it's harder to get fruit to grow in the desert than it is in the rainforest. But the same principle still applies. If you don't work for it, you don't expect it. It's going to take work. Now, it may be different type of work. You may have to, you may have to come up with different ways to do it, but it's going to take work. I mean, in the desert, it is still possible to grow fruit. There's a new, relatively new science that's called aquaponics, right? And what they learn is you can take a fish tank and raise fish that you can eat, and then that fish tank can actually supply the water and give the nutrients that the plants need to grow and just recycle itself, and you don't need much water, and the fruits are growing, and then you got fish to eat, and they're doing this in the desert. And they're making a lot of fruit in the desert because they come up with an ingenious way of using water and putting things together. In some places, it may be harder than in other places to get fruit and to see fruit in our lives. But it still comes down to the same principle. You have to work.
That's right.
I think we're in a mindset now that we're expecting to get things from nothing. We're expecting things to just happen without us having to work for it. I mean, we all want fruit. We all desire these, you know, we all have things that we would want and desire, and yet we don't want to do what it takes to get them.
Amen.
We want them to just happen. We're expecting to get something for nothing. And that is not the principle. That is not the way God designed us. Amen. God designed us so that when we work, we reap. When we sow, we reap the benefits of it. In the Credit Suisse Global Wealth Report of 2013, it says that USA led the world in new millionaires. 1,682,000 new millionaires that year. Wow. That's a lot of millionaires. Do you know how that happened? It wasn't the lottery.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the lottery probably is the reason there wasn't more.
Yeah.
It wasn't inheritance. It's because people knew what they wanted, and they worked really hard for it. Because they know that principle is a part of life. If you work for it, it comes.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
And if you don't work for it, it's not just going to fall into that.
Right.
Okay. But that's how people think these days. There's no secret to success. If you want something, you have to work for it. That's how God designed us. And God expects fruit. It's not just going to happen. God wants us to have fruit, but we're going to have to work for it to get it. That mindset that we have of expecting something from nothing is a very strange mindset. And we all know it sounds kind of crazy, yet we still think that. I mean, can you imagine a man standing in his house, he's looking at his backyard, and he says, "Man, that's weird. I didn't get any apples this year." And you look around and you say, "Well, there's no apple tree." "Well, yeah, I never planted it, but I really wanted apples." I mean, that's weird. That's strange. I mean, you call up the mental department, right? "Hey, this guy's going crazy. He's expecting apples and he doesn't have an apple tree." And yet that conversation is going on all the time. Really, it's amazing. People come up and say, "Why is my marriage so bad?"
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're not doing anything for the bettering your marriage.
Right.
You're not focusing on your wife. You're not trying to do something for her. You're not trying to help her. After you work, you go party with your friends, and then you expect her to be happy and to have a happy marriage. Now, think it straight.
Yeah. Right.
How's it possible you're asking, "Why is my marriage so bad? Why are my kids so problematic?" I mean, really, people are asking themselves this question when they aren't paying attention to their children.
Amen.
They're not teaching them. They're not showing them. They're not
Amen.
Disciplining them. They're not putting the effort
Amen.
And time it takes to do these things. And then they end up causing trouble, and they ask themselves, "Why are they such a problem?"
Amen.
Because if you don't work for it, why are you expecting fruit from it?
Amen. Yeah.
"Why don't I have any money?" And you gotta ask, are you really asking that question? You wanna work as little as possible,
right.
And you know you're gonna you wanna spend more than you make,
right.
And then you're asking make, why don't I have any money? This mindset is going on all over. We're expecting something from nothing.
Yeah.
That's not how things work.
Right. Amen.
We want something, we're going to have to work.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to be successful and fruitful? Stop doing unfruitful work.
Amen.
I mean, man, it's so simple, and yet he has to tell us, have no fellowship with unfruitful works. Darkness.
Truth.
I think we just need to consider our ways. Let's consider these works. And I mean, find out whether they're profitable or not. What end do we want? Are we looking for fruit? Are we seeking fruit? Where in your life? You want fruit in your marriage? You want fruit with your kids? You want fruit in the church? You want souls saved? What are you looking for in your life? Then ask yourself, am I doing the works that it takes to get that?
Amen.
Let's consider some of these works that Paul says, hey, don't have any fellowship with this. You're wanting fruit? Don't have fellowship with unfruitful works. Let's consider evil works. Wicked works. Works of wickedness. I mean, they're not fruitful.
Right?
Unfruitful works of darkness. Those fruits aren't, those works are not fruitful. They're actually the opposite. They're destructive.
Yeah.
They're destructive.
That's right.
Wickedness. It's destructive. And yet we're full of unfruitful works of darkness.
Right, amen.
You know, we're asking ourselves, why don't I see fruit? Full of wickedness. You know, the Christian life, no matter how advanced you are, no matter how much fruit you've seen, no matter how many times you've reproved evil works, if you want to keep seeing fruit and more fruit, you're going to have to start reproving evil works. And there's always something that we got to work on.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm done. I'm there. I don't got anything else to reprove. If you didn't have anything else to reprove, you know how much fruit there'd be in your life?
Amen. Amen.
Have no fellowship with unfruitful works. Darkness. Planting a crop is a lot of work. And I mean, getting fruit and working in your spiritual life and working in all areas of your life is really difficult, and it takes time and it takes work. But destroying all that is very, very easy. You just set a fire and the whole crop lights up, and all your work is no good for it.
Yeah, right.
And wicked works are truly destructive, and yet it seems like we're just full of them. We enjoy them so much, we want to have fellowship with them.
Yeah, amen.
And Paul has to tell us, hey, what are y'all, how are y'all thinking? Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness.
Amen.
How do we expect to be full of unfruitful works, not reproving them, not trying to get better, not trying to fix ourselves, and expect to have fruit?
Yeah, amen.
Truly say, well, where is the fruit? But let's consider a few others. Let's consider useless works. I mean, you think about that word, unfruitful works. I mean, what do you think? Unproductive works, just useless works. Works that produce nothing.
Yeah.
Useless works. And you know what we're seeing? Is our lives are full of useless works.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know, useless works may not be wicked, evil, sinning works. You may say, it's just that I'm not sinning. I'm not doing anything wrong. Okay, you can argue that all you want. But guess what? It's just useless.
Yeah.
I mean, video games. There we are. playing video games, and woo! You can go hours and hours playing video games. And at the end of it, at the end of that day, what have you accomplished?
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
I don't have anything more useless than video games.
Amen.
Yet video game industry is exploding.
Yeah.
In 2005, the video game industry worldwide was $20 billion in production. They were producing that. In 2010, 5 years later, it went up to $70 billion. And it's exploding today.
Yeah.
You know what all that means? A whole lot of people are doing a whole lot less useful stuff. They're full of useless parts.
Yeah.
That means we're a lot less useful than we used to be.
Yeah.
A whole lot of people that are just useless now.
Right.
And you know, I talk about video games because it's so easy, you know? But what you got to consider in your life, think about your life. What works are in your life that are just useless?
Yeah, right. Amen.
And if they're useless, then how can we be expecting whole lot of fruit in any area of life.
Yeah.
If we're full of money, what? I mean, why is our marriage not better? But instead of spending time working and seeing what we can do to better it and taking time to do it, we're over there doing useless words. And we can't be expecting fruit from unfruitful words. Don't expect something from nothing. One other thing I want to consider are carnal words. Vain, vanity. I mean, the book of Ecclesiastes makes it pretty clear, right? Your life without God is just
right.
Just vanity. If your life is purposed for working and gathering and accumulating possessions, your life in the end, even though you've worked hard and you've produced certain things, they're just carnal things. And in the end, they are nothing.
That's right.
And your life should not be measured by the possessions that you have.
Yes, amen.
It's not anything.
Amen. Right. Preach, brother. Amen.
Man, it seems like that is what our life is about.
Yes, sir.
None of these carnal things are long-lasting. I say they're not eternal, but they're not even close to that. I mean, they're not even close to getting it.
Yeah, right.
They're going to break.
Right.
They're just going to get old.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, somebody's going to steal them.
Yeah, right.
If that doesn't happen, one day you're going to just die.
Right.
You're going to pass away.
Amen.
And what good are all those carnal works, all those things you've accumulated? They're no value to you anymore. Now, if you want to live your life, if you want to live your life for useless works, carnal works, it's your decision. And boy, if you're living your life for carnal works, then you better enjoy them while you got them, because that's not going to be long.
Right.
What I just want to tell you tonight is that you're capable of so much.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All these things that you can accumulate are just bonus. I mean, they're nothing compared to what Christ offers.
Amen.
Do you realize the potential that we have? We have such potential we can't even imagine. We don't even understand it. Christ says, look, I'll make you a deal. You can take that piece of paper that you have that has no value. All that money. That's all about money.
Yeah.
Or maybe that piece of plastic that you have has no value. No value. even in our life, I mean, it doesn't have really any value. Because in any moment, that can be worth nothing. It's happened in the past. It's happening right now in different countries. It's not worth anything. But Christ says, you can take that.
That's
all right. That doesn't have to be that. You can buy a bean, come on.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
You can buy true riches.
Yeah. Amen.
You can store up for yourself treasure in heaven,
yes,
where nobody can steal it from you.
Amen.
Nobody can take it from you. You'll have it for all eternity.
Amen.
You have that possibility.
All you have to do is turn to me. These little things really don't have any value.
That's right.
You know, you have to just think about these athletes that have so much potential, right? I mean, they're big and they got all the muscles they need to be able to make it to the pros. They got talent, boy, do they? Then they get into drugs, they get into alcohol,
yes.
They get in a car wreck, they ruin their life, they die from it. And we think, man, such talent wasted.
Yeah.
He could have been in the pros. Yeah, we should look in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Amen.
That's your life.
Amen.
You have such talent.
Amen.
The Lord doesn't make me much.
Thank you, Lord.
But that talent that you have, boy, you can use that.
Amen.
You have such potential. You have such, I mean, it's incredible what you can do with what you've got and how the Lord can recompense you with it. And yet, we're wasting it on what?
Right. All right. Yeah.
You have the opportunity of a lifetime. Do you realize you're a child of the King?
Amen.
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You're His child, and yet, like we forgot about it. I mean, we don't even see it. It's not even in our mind. Our eyes are so slow. We're not seeing our true potential. We're not seeing it. It's like an eagle raising chickens, right?
Yeah.
You just, you're walking around, eating seeds, and he doesn't realize he can fly!
Amen.
And that's what we are.
Amen.
We're here in the world, and we're thinking, yeah, this seems all right. This is great. Look at what we can get. You're not seeing the true potential you have.
Yeah.
You can have great things that Christ offers you.
Amen. Yeah.
I mean, it's like some big lawyer and somebody who has the possibility of being a multimillionaire, and he just brags about being a pizza delivery guy. Hey, you know, I got $20 for 10. You're thinking, you have the potential to be a multimillionaire, and you're bragging about $20. That's how we are. We have the potential to have treasure in heaven, and we're bragging about a new car.
Mm.
We're bragging about these other things we have that have no real value.
Yeah.
But you can take that no real value, and you can make it value.
Yes.
By giving it to God.
Amen.
You can have fruit in any area of your life that you want.
That's right.
You just gotta work for me. It's just a decision you have to make.
Amen.
You have to say, you know what? I'm gonna stop working for nothing, and I'm gonna start working for something.
Yes.
Amen. I'm gonna start working on my marriage and stop spending useless time on other things.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm gonna start working so that my children will know God and fear God.
That's right. Amen.
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 Because times are getting worse.
Yeah.
They need to know God.
Amen.
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 But if we spend all our time doing useless works,
that's right.
What are we going to expect in the future?
Right.
What are we looking for? What do we desire? When Christ comes back, what do we want? How How do we want to meet Him? Your possibilities, your opportunities, oh, you've got so many. Let's not waste our lives for these unfruitful works. Let's not spend our time and fellowship with these works that bring no fruit.
Amen.
Let's decide, I'm going to reprove these unfruitful works.
Amen.
And I'm going to start working for what brings true fruit.
Amen.
You know what? I'm going to work hard and make money so that I can take that money I got that really isn't a whole lot, and I'm going to treasure in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the opportunity you have.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
Have no fellowship with unfruitful works. Don't be surprised if we're full of unfruitful works and the end comes, we can't say, well, why didn't I have fruit? Why didn't I have fruit? Sometimes you kind of want to excuse it. You're thinking maybe, you know, well, God's the one that gives the increase. So I'm not seeing fruit, you know. That's God's giving me. That's not true.
Right.
I think we should look at that more as a promise. You plant, you water, God will give the increase.
Amen.
You work, God will give the increase. And hey, don't have no doubts. If you are working for God, if you are working for these fruitful works, no matter what you see here, you will doubtless come again with rejoicing.
Amen.
The work you do in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
He will settle all accounts. And so it doesn't matter if you don't see it right now. If you're working for it, you will get it.
Amen.
You don't get deceived. God is not mocked. But so are men short. That shall be also. Brethren, we have the opportunity of a lifetime.
Amen.
We have this incredible opportunity to take what we have, the time we have, the work we can give. We can not work for men as pleasing them, but work for the Lord. And boy, all this stuff we do, if we do it for the Lord, He will give us the right reward.
Amen.
We have a great opportunity. Let's not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.